Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe joins us this Thursday morning for WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatou. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Omar.
Well, an off-ice story has dominated the news this week. Evander Kane is the subject of a sexual assault investigation, as reported by the Buffalo News. Kane has not been charged with a crime. He has denied any wrongdoing. Let's hear what he had to say earlier this week.
There's not a whole lot I can say. I just want to say I've done nothing wrong. I look forward to clearing my name. I respect the legal process. And unfortunately, this time, there's not much more I can talk about.
So we don't know much. We don't want to speculate. Of course, we saw a similar situation this year with Patrick Kane. What are your thoughts on how Kane and the team as a whole have handled this situation publicly?
I think they've handled it well. They addressed the situation in a statement Sunday night. On Monday morning, after he skated with his teammates, he came out in the dressing room to a horde of reporters and cameras, and he only spoke for 25 seconds, but I think it was smart for them to make him available and address the situation head on. And I think by doing that, Evander Kane becomes less of a distraction.
Now, we are speaking on Wednesday, so we can't get into Wednesday night's game against the Washington Capitals. We can talk about Monday's game against that same team, a 2-0 loss. One thing you wrote about recently is the team's recent struggles on the power play. They haven't scored with the man advantage in their last 17 opportunities.
Yes, early on in the season, the power play was kind of the Sabres' backbone. They haven't scored a lot of goals this year, but for whatever reason, the power play was pretty good. It was one of the best in the league, and it got them some critical goals. And now it's struggling badly as it struggled all season, and it's hurting them. They had three opportunities in Monday's game, and they pretty much all looked ugly. And they have a lot of guys across the board still struggling offensively. Brian Gionta and Matt Molson and Tyler Ennis. And when you have that many guys struggling, it's going to affect the power play.
Last Saturday, an exciting comeback win against the Boston Bruins, led by Jack Eichel. Eichel's been a little bit quiet lately, but he really took that game over, helping the team score 5 straight goals in the third period.
I think it started for Jack Eichel the 2 games before the Christmas break. He had 2 points in those 2 games, and he was playing a lot better against Anaheim and Chicago. Against the Bruins, that's obviously a very special homecoming for him in Boston. You could just tell how excited he was and how surreal a moment it was for him. And Jack Eichel might play 1,500 games in the NHL and win Stanley Cups and be an all-star, but I think that game will always stand as one of his fondest NHL memories. 2 goals, 4 points, the tying goal in the third period, the empty net goal that cemented it. Not just scoring goals and points, but critical goals and points, and a comeback win that's among the Sabres' best this season. And Sabres coach Dan Bylsma said when Jack Eichel got an assist early in the game that he simply enjoyed playing, and the pressure around him lessened, and he wasn't feeling the weight of having to score all the time.
Finally, some good news on the injury front. Goalie Robin Lehner started practicing this week. He was supposed to be the team's starter this season, but suffered an injury on open night. What's the timeline for his return?
There's still no firm timeline on Robin Lehner's return. He started practicing Tuesday. Today is 12 weeks since he got hurt on opening night. I think the plan is for him to keep practicing, and if he feels well, he'll start a rehab assignment in Rochester in the near future. He suffered a season-ending concussion last year on February 16th, I believe, with Ottawa, and he got hurt opening night this year. So he's played 32 minutes in almost 11 months. So he's going to need some games in Rochester. He still has a little bit of a road ahead of him.
Bill Hoppe talks Sabres hockey each Thursday morning here on WBFO. Thanks, Bill, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Omar. Thank you.